You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus, sitting in for Lizzie O'Leary. What happens if you've got too much and need a little decluttering in your life? Anyone who's read Marie Kondo's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up knows that imposing some order on your surroundings is very important and potentially very satisfying. So could her KonMari decluttering method also be used in money matters? Liz Weston, who is the personal finance columnist for Reuters and Bankrate and author of Your Credit Score, soon to be a major motion picture. I made that last part up. Liz is here to talk about this. Hi, Liz.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm really well. So you read the book, I assume.
Oh, absolutely. I love that book.
Why?
Because it came from such a different angle than what I'm used to reading about organization. And because she's such a quirky individual. I mean, you know, there's a sort of infusing inanimate objects with animate feelings that's kind of fun. I mean, it's a little quirky, but it's interesting. And also that she's really talking about issues that resonate with those of us who are just obsessed with organization. You know, she's one of us.
How do you apply that to finances?
Yeah, that's a good question. But it struck me as soon as I was reading the book, hey, these are the concepts that we talk about all the time. One of them, for example, is to go big. Now, an organization, the common wisdom is that you do a little bit at a time and you keep doing it. And the author of the book basically said that doesn't work. You're just reorganizing a mess. So what she wants you to do is just go all out. You know, go one category at a time and just get her done, even if it's exhausting. And actually, that can work for your finances, too. You can have, say, 401k accounts all over the place. If you decide, okay, one day I'm going to get all my retirement accounts in shape. Then you do the transfers. Then you look at the investments and get those all coordinated. You get it done, and then you don't have to look at it again for another year or so.
Now, what are some of the other principles here? For example, she recommends that you not start with something that has a lot of sentimental value, like, say, photos or things like that. You would start with books, things that you can, you know, get your hands around quickly. How would you do that in terms of finance?
Well, there are certain issues that are just touchier than others. You know, if you start off with dealing with your debt right away, there's a lot of guilt dealing with that. There's a lot of uncertainty and fear. Estate planning's even worse. I mean, you don't start with your will and talking about dying and thinking about who's going to raise your kids if you're not here. It's just too much. So start with the simpler stuff. Maybe you have, you know, more savings accounts than you need. Maybe you can consolidate those. Or maybe there's something simple you can do, like set up automatic payments for your bills. Stuff that isn't so fraught with emotion. And if you get that started, then you're kind of on a roll. And then you can deal with the more difficult things.
Do it all at once or break it apart into different days so you're not feeling so overwhelmed?
I don't know that anybody can get it all done in one day. I think most of us, our financial lives are a little complicated. So I would say one category per day. But do set aside a big chunk of time to deal with these things. You know, it's not enough to try to get it in around the edges. That's why nothing gets done. You know, that's why we keep putting off the tasks that we need to do for our financial life.
One of the more intriguing elements of Marie Kondo's work is this idea that you want to retain the things that give you joy. And if it doesn't give you joy, skidoo, out it goes. When you apply that to finances, it's a little trickier because how do you define that which brings you happiness versus that which is a necessity?
Well, and here we have a perfect example, retirement saving, retirement planning, retirement, blah, you know, that word just doesn't sound very appealing. I'm having to delay gratification, put aside money that I won't see for decades. Ugh. Turn it around. Instead of talking about retirement, think about financial freedom. Think about freedom from work. If that doesn't bring you joy, maybe you're in the right profession. But the idea is that you're seeking a goal that really resonates with you somehow, some way, whatever it is. And once you have that excitement, then you can actually get into planning for it. And it can be anything. I mean, we all need to save for retirement. That's just a given. But if you want to buy a vacation house, if you want to get another car, all those things, you want to have a goal that has a little charge to it or a lot of charge to it. I mean, the whole idea of sparking joy is a pretty big reaction. So that's, I think, what you're looking for.
Are all your T-shirts now folded up into little tiny squares?
My T-shirts, my husband's T-shirts, my daughter's T-shirts, they're all condoed.
Pathetic. I'm sorry. Liz Weston is a personal finance columnist and, as always, a font of wisdom on this program. Liz, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure.